message of hope in an address to the nation Thursday evening after Congress passed his $1.9 trillion economic relief plan on the first anniversary of the start of the coronavirus pandemic, mourning the more than half a million Americans who died from COVID-19. Mr. Biden will use his first primetime television speech to remember the sacrifices made, a White House official said, adding that the president will also lay out the next steps he'll take to get the pandemic under control and level with the American people about what is still required to defeat the virus. The economic stimulus bill just passed by Congress is expected to give the economy a boost. It dishes out $1,400 payments to most Americans, helps the unemployed, expands public health care, and ramps up funds for vaccinations. On Friday, Biden will sign the bill, which, although opposed by all Republican lawmakers in Congress, has voter approval ratings of 60% and above. Washington on Thursday labeled the ADF militia suspected of hundreds of civilian killings in the Democratic Republic of Congo's east as a foreign terrorist organization linked to the so-called Islamic State group. In a statement, the U.S. Department of State said the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, were also known as ISIS-DRC, and that the group is notorious in this region for its brutal violence against Congolese citizens and regional military forces, with attacks killing over 849 civilians in 2020 alone, it added, using UN figures. The ADF is mostly active along DRC's border with Rwanda and Uganda. This is VOA News. German coronavirus cases posted their biggest daily increase in 5 weeks on Thursday